This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 335 for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger in Monday morning following a sharp spike in global crude oil prices. The May canola contract jumps $17.60 at $785.50 per ton, and the July contract advances $18.30 at $767.80 per ton. The OPEC Plus Alliance announced that they will be cutting their oil production by 1.16 million barrels per day starting in May and continuing throughout the rest of the year. Coupled with Russia already trimming its oil production, crude is up by more than $5 per barrel. That surge is spilling over into vegetable oils, leading to sharp upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Meanwhile, soy meal eases back. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are also stronger this morning. That hike in crude oil, coupled with the United States dollar stepping back, the Canadian dollar is up sharply this morning. The loonie climbs to 74.44 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.89. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there are two private sales this morning. One is for 150,000 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. The other is for 20,000 tons of current crop soy oil to unknown destinations. The USDA is set to release its fats and oils plus its grain crushing reports later today, along with its first crop progress report for 2023. The trade is expecting a soybean crush of about 176 million bushels. The market also continues to ride. Friday's prospective plantings and grain stocks reports at 87.5 million U.S. soybean acres are pretty much the same as last year. Corn acres are greater at nearly 92 million, and spring wheat acres ease back to 10.6 million. Soybean stocks of 1.69 billion bushels came in below the average trade estimate, as did corn stocks of 7.4 billion bushels, while wheat was slightly higher than expectations at 946 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Monday morning. The May contract jumps 17 cents at 15.22.5 per bushel. May soy oil rises 1.57 cents at 57.06 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal dips 60 cents at 465.40 per short ton. Corn is higher with the May contract up a nickel at 665.5 per bushel. Oats are lower with its May contract losing a nickel at 359.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago May advances 11 cents at 703. Kansas City May adds 19 cents at 897. And Minneapolis May tacks on 16 cents at 912. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, April 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.